Are you ready?
Welcome to the D2 Sports Show, where I bring you the different points of view and truth towards sports topics. And I am your wonderful host, the Coach. What's happening, everyone? Welcome to the D2 Sports Show. I am your gracious host, the Coach. Coach Don, as a matter of fact. Yes, I hope everybody's been doing well out there. I know I have been, and it's almost Christmas time, as Christmas is just hanging right next door. I hope that you're drinking some hot cocoa and enjoying some good cookies. And if not, maybe you'll get something good for Christmas, all right? Let's not be a damper on it, okay? It's supposed to be the most wonderful time of the year. And some people, it brings tears. No, let me stop. Anyway, got a great agenda up for you today. I'm going to have Chief Roosevelt join me on the line as we discuss some of these topics. First, we're going to jump into what was LeBron James saying to Lonzo Ball after the game Thursday night when Cleveland Cavaliers and the Los Angeles Lakers played? And is it so secretive that maybe something suspicious was going on? Maybe LeBron was telling them he's going to L.A. Psych. Then next, I want to talk about the basketball game in the NBA between the San Antonio Spurs versus the Houston Rockets, how ESPN built this up to be a major, major game on Friday night, December the 15th. Then finally, the Dallas Cowboys game against the Oakland Raiders on Sunday night, and the rest of the NFC playoff picture. And does Dallas have a chance of making it to the big dance? The playoffs, I mean. Let's jump right into the program, as we always do. And you know what time it is. It's time for
the quote of the day.
And the quote of the day comes from, because we have it automated now, not going through those papers, comes from former NFL hard-hitting safety Ronnie Lott, who used to play for the San Francisco 49ers. Then later he was traded to the Raiders and then traded to the Jets before he retired. And Ronnie Lott says, "If you can believe it, the mind can achieve it." One more time. "If you can believe it, the mind can achieve it." And that was from former hard-hitting NFL All-Pro safety Ronnie Lott. Now that we got that out of the way, let's go into our first segment of the agenda. Here we go with LeBron James whispering to Lonzo Ball. What a mystery. Yeah, so I wanted to touch on that because you know the media was, soon as I saw that end of the game when they started talking and LeBron pulled his shirt up like he was trying to hide something, you knew the media was going to run with that.
Yeah, you know they was.
Yes.
Yeah.
So what do you think?
You know what? I don't know what, we don't suppose to know what was said because LeBron didn't want nobody to know what was said. I don't know. You know, everybody's already got him tied going to the bank.
Right.
You know, this is already there by him now talking to the ball. What's his name? The ball kid? Oh, you know they want to blow their little 10 cent. But did you hear what LeBron said?
What'd he say?
I like it, bro. LeBron speaks up. ball, whatever he said, football, he said, white media, and that's exactly how LeBron said. They're going to paint it the way they want to.
He said
white media.
He said white noise.
White noise, not media, excuse me. White noise, but you know what it means.
Well, white noise is what he's saying is usually that's a term like on the radio. Like
I'm old school. I don't know what it means.
Yeah. I'm just saying it's an old school thing. It's just saying white noise is usually like the static in the background. So
static in the background.
Uh-huh.
Okay.
So basically,
he said, don't listen to the white noise.
Exactly. The static in the background, mm-hmm. like the Stephen A's mm-hmm. and Shannon Sharpes mm-hmm. and all these guys, because, you know, Stephen A, he's been after him. And the be quite honestly, because I know me and you have discussed this before in the past, the NBA is not like it used to be. And what I'm saying in that point is you don't have rivals. I mean, these guys all try to be cool with each other. And I know even like with Golden State and LeBron, you know, there's probably a few words exchanged between him and Draymond Green. But at the end of the day, him and Draymond Green can go to the club together. Is where I'm getting at. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I'm not surprised that so far nobody has really went after him. I mean, the only person that has really tried to give the ball kid a lot of hard time was Patrick Beverly, who was like,
I'm the man, fool. You better sit down or you're going to get laid down.
Yeah, that's true.
But other than that, you know, John Wall really didn't just like,
oh, yeah, tonight I'm going to try to hit 40 because I got the ball kid on.
Now, of course, he hasn't faced Russell Westbrook yet. And, of course, Damian Lillard had a monster game against him. But these other guys, you know, I don't expect them just, you know, as the way Stephen A. and these other guys in the media are painting it, like, you know, they're just going to go after them. They're just going to have a career night because the ball kid is guarding them. Yeah.
Right. They're not doing that. Mm-hmm. They're not after him like that.
Right. And
I don't think Westbrook will be either. Westbrook going to play his game. Remember where Westbrook went to school at.
Right.
He went to UCLA.
Right.
People need to remember that. Westbrook's going to get points for William Jones. He can say he's going after that kid. Both come from UCLA.
Uh-oh. Yeah. And that's the whole thing, and like we're saying, and that's probably what LeBron is telling them, because Stephen A, you know, I know he has said, you know, on more than one occasion, he got on John Wall. He got on, I believe it was Kemba Walker. He got on a couple of other guys because the ball kid was up against him and they didn't dominate him. Like he's been telling the media, that they're going to dominate. And also, I don't know if you had seen this interview where he had Scottie Pippen on his show. And Scottie Pippen told him straight up, point blank, flat out, kind of embarrassed him, is that he was like, the ball kid is doing great. In Scottie Pippen's point of view. Yeah. He was like, you must think about it. This kid has only played 1 year of college ball. And, you know, he was like, Kobe had a hard time his rookie year. He was like, there was a bunch of players had a hard time their rookie year. He was like, I had a hard time my rookie year, and I played 4 years of college ball.
Yes, he's right. And you're right. He sure did say that, Don.
Yeah.
He did for the most part. He sure did. You 100% correct. He sure did say that. I remember. He told him that. Yep. You're right.
And Stephen A kept trying to,
well, you know, you a six-time NBA champion and all-pro small forward. You mean to tell me that you don't think it's something that he could do better?
And he was like, dog, it just takes time. He was like, everybody's not going to be the overnight sensation. And he was like, if you look at this kid's numbers, he's damn near averaging a triple-double.
He's right there with Oscar Robertson when he came in the league.
Right.
Yep. So, yeah, you're right. I'm sure LeBron is telling him.
Yeah.
I'm sure LeBron is telling him that. Yeah, but this media just, I think it's more about the boy's dad.
Right. Well, that's what I'm saying. Stephen A. put it out there when he was interviewing his daddy, LeVar Ball,
that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, you better be careful because these NBA players, they gonna punish your son to get at you because you saying this and saying that.
And that's what I'm saying. The whole thing ties into when he is playing against somebody and he doesn't get punished, then Stephen A. is trying to call out the person that didn't punish him.
That didn't punish. Yeah, because mm-hmm. he stepped and called out Washington when they lost to the Lakers.
Right.
You know, I don't know if them players care what Stephen A. say, but you know what I'm saying.
Yeah, well, he called out John Wall, I know. He didn't – I don't
– yes, he did.
He may have called out the whole team, but I know he called out John Wall specifically.
Yeah, okay.
Mm-hmm. Because he wanted to see him, you know, like I said, he's trying to figure out a way to get back at the dad. And I'm sure he's being told what to say and what to do, you know, from ESPN, because they mad about, you know, the dad.
Yeah, I know. You're right.
Mm-hmm.
But did you finish hearing that interview when all of a sudden somebody asked Scottie Pippen, who he thinks the greatest of all time is?
Yep.
Who he thinks?
Yep.
You know who
he said LeBron James, because LeBron James, as I've been saying before.
Yeah, he said LeBron can do things Mike can't do.
Exactly. Yep. And we keep saying that. We keep saying that. Now, LeBron does have a better scoring ratio than what a Magic Johnson had, but...
Yep.
LeBron is just not one-dimensional like Jordan was, where all he just focused on was just scoring. He's an all-around player. And that's probably what he was telling Lonzo Ball in that same sense, is that it's just like I've been saying. It's like, look, these people, they only care about scoring. You know, they don't give a damn if you shot 30 shots and your team lost by 40 points. They only care about that Michael Jordan effect. Did you score 30 points? And if you did, you're a hero. You're a great player. You're number one. But when you're doing other things like grabbing rebounds, getting assists, getting steals, getting your teammates involved, and you're worried about scoring last, now it's a problem. And that's for anybody, not just the ball kid. I think that's for anybody in the NBA. So with that, we're going to take a quick commercial break, and we'll be right back. And in the next segment, we're going to talk about this hyped up game between the San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets. Who won the game, and what does this mean? You are listening to D2 Sports.
Landscaping and mentally shaping. Looking at my Gucci, it's about dead time. Represent my people's on the...
Hi, I'm Coach Don from D2 Sports Show, where I bring the different points of view and truth towards sports topics and give fans a deep insight in the world of sports. You can listen to the podcast on blogtalkradio.com/knowledgeforself or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/knowledgeforself/. I post a new episode every Thursday evening around 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. When asked families about their restaurant experiences, everyone complained about the hassles with food. Your 4-year-old wants spaghetti like mommy makes. Your 11-year-old demands pizza, pizza, pizza. Your teenager scarfs down fast food burgers and fries. While you prefer something a little more down-home side, what families need is a variety where they eat. That's where Taste comes in. Taste, San Antonio's favorite family restaurant, 5532 Wasm Road.
Hey, soccer fans, looking for a sports store dedicated to you? Well, look no further than Soccer Guru. The Soccer Guru has everything you need, from footwear, apparel, equipment, team clothing, and other accessories for soccer. Also, did I mention they can do custom screen t-shirt printing for any design you want? Soccer fans, you have to stop by the Soccer Guru, located at 8103 Bandera Road, across from the Super Walmart and next door to GameStop, and tell them Coach Don sent you.
What's so tasty about Mark's Outings Burgers? Thick, juicy, made to order, cheese, bacon, all on a signature homestyle bun. It's the only original cheeseburger that is cooked to perfection. Mmm, doesn't that sound delicious? Mark Outings Burgers. Stop by and experience the taste and flavor.
Welcome back to D2 Sports. Yes, sir, and yes, ma'am. Thank you for joining us. And if you missed us in the last segment, I was talking about what Lonzo Ball and LeBron James were whispering about after their game playing against each other. Now, on with the program and to our segment, we're about to talk about the San Antonio Spurs versus the Houston Rockets for the first time this year. And what does this game mean? All right, so give me the rundown on the Spurs game. What do you think about that?
Rundown? I ain't no damn rundown. I'm just looking at the box score.
Okay.
They started lineup score 36 points.
Keep
five
going.
Five of them all together.
Uh-huh.
Harden and what's their name? Chris Paul?
Uh-huh.
They have 56 between the two. They outscored their whole lineup.
Say what?
Wow.
And then everybody going to sit here and I hear some people say, well, if that's the first time they couldn't beat us in the seven-game series, you folks better get real here in San Antonio. You don't have a good team. Mm-hmm. Chris Paul makes a difference to that team, and I just think it will work. His is working a whole lot better than that in Oklahoma City, him and Harden.
Right. Okay,
yeah,
so.
You know, I didn't think it would work either, working damn good in Houston versus Oklahoma City.
Okay, so go over that box score again. You said, how many points did San Antonio starters, all five, have?
36.
Okay.
They bent, and the starters from Houston had 90-something.
Whoa.
And then they was down by damn near 30 one time, but I think Houston let off the gas. When mm-hmm. the second group got out there, they let off the gas.
Uh-huh.
And they start coming, you know, I mean, scoring some points, but then Houston stepped back on the gas. And they took their guys out with like 3 minutes left in the game.
Wow.
Yeah, that's what I said too. Young Spurs fans can sit here and think your team is good. You got to get some production, especially if you're going to play Golden State. Come on, well, not Golden State. Houston got some scores on that team.
Mm-hmm.
And I saw that box score down. I'm like, 36 points, guy. And Houston had, they started, all five of their starters was in double figures.
Uh huh.
Give me a break. I don't give a damn how y'all think. Pop can coach, they can do this, and when it goes down to whatever.
Wow.
I don't really care.
So that, you said they had 90-something points for the starting
five? Hell yeah, they did. When the starting line. Oh, Pop knew he had lost his game by the end of the third quarter.
Okay.
So he started taking some of his starters out because they were getting
there. Well, yeah, as he always does. He pulls the flag very early.
Yep. He was giving me tag, so yeah, they were just tagged from the get go. Yeah, the first one time they were down by 28 to 30 points. They were like 50 something to 20 something.
Yeah, I think that's when I put it on there. Yeah, the game was pretty much. I mean, Houston was already up by 20 plus. It was like 48 to 21 or something.
Yeah, I'm like, no. We don't want to hear this bullshit. Thinking y'all Spurs can just turn it on.
Mm-hmm.
When you get off into it, Houston mm-hmm. is playing some ball now.
Mm-hmm.
Houston looking at San Antonio like, I don't think so, buddy.
And
he got this.
And you know, in that small amount of time that I did see flashes of the game, I noticed something. And of course, this is very unlikely from a Mike D'Antoni team. Now, there was a play, as usual, you know, Parker, he was in the game at the point. And, you know, he has to always have a pick. You know, that's been his whole career. He scores off of picks. As he was bringing the ball up the court, he was getting ready. You know, he had sent a signal. And I believe it was Gasol that was coming out to set the pick for him. And the guy that was guarding him, of course, was Chris Paul. And then what Chris Paul did that I thought was smart, and I guess they both were communicating,
The four for Houston, is it Ryan Anderson? Excuse me if I got Ryan his name Anderson. Wrong. But basically, Ryan Anderson, as he was coming up with Casal for the pick, he already picked a side that he was going to guard Parker. So, for example, if Parker was going to go right, Ryan Anderson stayed on the left hip of Gasol, which he was going to play the right side. And Chris Paul immediately went to the left side. So that was good communication in the pick and roll. And then, you know, Gasol had to
step back. They had to play like, oh, okay, the pick is not going to work. Then he called Gasol out again. And again, Ryan Anderson was like, I'm going to play this side. Chris, you get the other side. So the pick and roll didn't work. And therefore, San Antonio ended up, in their nature, taking a bad shot because it wasn't wide open. He couldn't get a shot off because he couldn't get the pick. I saw that from Houston a couple of times. They did that with Parker in the game. Then another time when I turned it on there, I saw where when he had the other guards in there, he kind of just let them free flow. He didn't go to the pick and rolling game. But when Ginobili or Parker was in there, of course, like I said, their careers have been off the pick and roll. They can't do nothing else. And on the opposite side, Chris Paul, which he did this to our Lakers when Paul Gasol was there, he would call for the pick and hoping that Paul Gasol would switch on him. And then he would just fire up the ball because when he played for the New Orleans Hornets, they were the Hornets at the time. That's what he did to us. I know a lot, especially in the playoff series. He waited till he got Gasol to switch on him. And then even though Gasol is like 7'1", 7'2", he would shoot right over him every time and score. Yeah, and that's what I said. I said those were the things that I noticed. It kind of shocked me that it was D'Antoni's team doing that, but you know, they just wasn't running and gunning.
I like that, Brad.
Yeah. Right. But it was kind of shocking that he was kind of like, okay, when Parker comes in the game, we're going to defend this pick and roll. And I guess you can do that with the Ryan Anderson or maybe a Capella too, because Capella might have the foot speed to stay in front of a Parker or Ginobili, you know, at least for 4 to 5 seconds. Because they cannot shoot. They cannot create their own shot. They're not going to be out there one-on-one with somebody and just shake somebody unless they have a pick or some kind of screen to get them open.
That's true.
And if you think about it, too, I have to say this, piggybacking on what I just said, is that I've been telling Spur fans for this for years, even when Duncan was there, that Tony Parker and Manu Ginobili cannot create their own shot. They have to score off a pick. Yeah, or somebody has to set a screen for them. They are not the guys that's going to face you up man on man and just take you to the basket or get a shot off. Unless, you know, Ginobili, what he does is if he can't get the pick, he'll shoot from half court. He'll just bring the ball up and shoot 35-foot three-pointer, you know, and hope it goes in. But these guys cannot score. And I've been saying that for years. A lot of people have been praising Tony Parker and praising Manu Ginobili. Oh, look how good they are. But I've been saying that, and I know probably you might have even argued with me in the past, but if you notice, since
I don't like Parker.
No. If you notice that since Duncan has been gone, look at the point totals that those guys have now. Their points have dropped even more because they relied a lot on Tim Duncan, you know, and him screening and picking for them because defenses were afraid that Duncan may roll to the basket or get open because they're going to focus on Tim Duncan. But now that Tim Duncan is gone, and, you know, Aldridge is up and down. Kawhi is still kind of up and down. Hey, they're going to focus. If they can focus on Parker and them, just like what you just read with the box score, those kind of things are going to happen.
Are you flipping kidding me?
That's true. I'm with you. Yep, yeah, box score was 97-36.
Wow. 61 points.
1 point. Yep.
Oh, my God. Wow. Yep. I mean, that won the game. I don't care what kind of bench you got. I mean, at best, your bench could probably put up 50 points. They still would have won the game by 11 points.
Yep.
Wow.
And then, yep.
So they got annihilated.
They did.
Yeah.
Yep. Harden got 28. Alphonso Paul got 28.
And then name the rest of the scores.
Harden, then the other boys got 18, 12, and 12. And then off the bench, going got 14.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Got it.
Yep. So, yeah, but them boys can score the ball. And I tell you, you said something a while ago. They said it last night.
Mm-hmm.
These boys have finally decided that they want to play some defense.
Right. And if they play a little bit of defense, yeah, they could be a dangerous team. But and again, you know, we have to say it's only about a quarter of the ways of the season. We still got to give it time.
Yeah.
But when it counts, it's going to be playoff time, as people are saying. And if Houston continues, and another major thing that Houston, well, is D'Antoni, what he needs to do, the head coach of Houston, he needs to make sure that, man, what are you doing? You shucking peanuts or something?
No. I was getting up. I have some chips right here on my counter.
Oh, okay. Basically, what he needs to do is just make sure that he at least play 9 guys in the rotation. He can't be sitting up here playing 7 guys or 8 guys. He needs to at least play 9 guys in that rotation.
That's true. Mm-hmm. That's true.
So
true enough, you're right.
And we'll see what happens. No, we'll see what happens on that.
Okay. All right.
We're going to take a quick commercial break. And when I come back, we're going to talk about the Cowboys game as they took on the Oakland Raiders in Oakland. And what does their playoff picture look like? We'll be right back. You're listening to D2 Sports.
Showing love to the coach at D2 Sports.
Hey, this is Sheree, and I like listening to the D2 Sports Show.
When I'm not doing anything, I check out Don on D2 Sports. Check it out.
Hi, my name is Alexis, and I listen to D2 Sports while I'm working out.
What's going on, guys? My name is Ray. You know what I'm saying? Anytime I sit back, I like listening to D2 Sports with Coach Don. So I'll represent cool.
Hey, this is Jolinda, and I listen to D2 Sports at work.
Hey, this is Frank Wilson from Colorado State University. And when it's football season, I listen to D2 Sports. Go Rams!
Hey, this is Amanda, and I'm listening to the coach on D2 Sports.
Hey, my name is G from San Juan, Puerto Rico, and you're listening to D2 Sports with Coach Tom.
Hi, we're the Knockout Girls, and we love the D2 Sports Show.
Tune in to D2 Sports. You better recognize.
Hey, soccer fans, looking for a sports store dedicated to you? Well, look no further than Soccer Guru. The Soccer Guru has everything you need from footwear, apparel, equipment, team clothing, and other accessories for soccer. Also, did I mention they can do custom screen t-shirt printing for any design you want? Soccer fans, you have to stop by the Soccer Guru, located at 8103 Bandera Road, across from the Super Walmart and next door to GameStop, and tell them Coach Don sent you. Hi, I'm Coach Don from D2 Sports Show, where I bring the different points of view and truth towards sports topics and give fans a deep insight in the world of sports. You can listen to the podcast on blogtalkradio.com/knowledgeforself or go to my Facebook page at facebook.com/knowledgeforself/. I post a new episode every Thursday evening around 9 p.m. Central on Blog Talk Radio. What's so tasty about Mark's Outings Burgers? Thick, juicy, made to order, cheese, bacon, all on a signature homestyle bun. It's the only original cheeseburger that is cooked to perfection. Mmm, doesn't that sound delicious? Mark Outings Burgers, stop by and experience the taste and flavor.
Where? People used to be like, you know, what's going on? Show the pearly whites, you know what I mean? Used to be it is what it is. Nowadays, a little different. You know what I mean? Guys be smiling. Stay the wild and something else behind it. Gotta see it, you know what I mean? A little more observant. Straight chosen horse out here. Come winning, yeah.
Welcome back to D2 Sports, and if you just now joining us, in the last segment, I talked about this hyped-up game of last Friday night between the San Antonio Spurs and the Houston Rockets. Was it really what was anticipated to be a great game?
Are you flipping kidding me?
So with that, we're going to go ahead and join into our new segment where I'm going to talk about the Dallas Cowboys versus the Oakland Raiders. And so my two cents about this game is that, yeah, you know, the play calling was pretty dumb. And I guess a lot of it needs to be spread around the league on the play calling, not just in the Cowboys game, but other games also. And my thing is, in the Cowboys thing, I mean, of course, they got lucky at the end there that David Carr lost the ball. But, you know, they would have pretty much just lost the game because you on the goal line and it's fourth down. Now you send a message that you don't want to win the game with the team, because if all else fails, if you got stopped right there at the goal line, well, guess where the Raiders would have had the ball? They would have had to drive
at the goal line.
Yeah. 100 yards to score. So my thing is, you should have just went for the touchdown. That way you would have put them in the bind that they would have had to come back and score a touchdown. The second reason I say that is because, unlike the games they have been in with Green Bay where Rodgers has come back to beat them, well, in this case, the team, as I just said a moment ago, they would have had to drive 100 yards to beat you. And the Raiders would have had to been more careful because they're right there in their end zone. A fumble could happen.
No, God!
Anything. Turnover, a penalty.
God, please, no!
A holding call.
No!
You know, that's what I'm saying. So you would have known, at least if you would have stuffed them on first down, you would have known at least that second down, they still wouldn't have had an aggressive play because of that risk of something bad happening.
No!
And again, I didn't make the play call in three straight times right up the middle.
Well, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with going up the middle. My point was just that, hey, it's fourth down territory. And if you're trying to make the playoffs.
Playoffs? Don't talk about playoffs. You kidding me? Playoffs?
Then, hey, if you're going to risk it, let's risk it all. Let's put all bets on the table. There's no holding back at this point. Now, if Dallas had clinched the division and was already in the playoffs or something, okay, then I can understand kicking a field goal. But, you know, that message you send to the team is that, hey, look, it's all on the line here. And, guys, you need to tighten up and be a man about this, and you just going to have to man up and get in there and make this play happen. Because our season is on the line here.
Yeah. Well, I guess he had confidence in his defense. He went on and took the points. But we saw how that ended up, huh?
Yeah, well, that's what I said, is that, you know, it came down to, and like I said, depending on the referees who were there and everything, that that right there, definitely, I still say that came back to bite them in the butt, even though they won the game, because I mean, because they could have easily just said, hey, it broke the plane before he lost the ball. Touchdown. You know, that's that's my two cents on that game. Now, going forward, you guys, I still say you're in a deadly situation here. Especially for
deadly.
Huh?
They host the Pens on one team.
Who is that?
Atlanta.
Well, I think I think you got more than that, because
well, this game
Sunday,
y'all are in a deadly situation. Because reason why I say that, you guys can overlook. See, I don't know why y'all thinking y'all can just automatically beat Seattle. Because
No. They better not be thinking that.
Yeah, I don't know why y'all thinking that, but this is a deadly situation. They're coming off an embarrassing blowout. And,
very bad.
And not only that, you got to look at it like this, Cowboys fans. Your defense
can't stop no damn body.
I mean, the Raiders have been struggling. One, what the hell you think you're going to do against Seattle's? You know, if I mean, I know Seattle got trouble with their offensive line, but still, y'all defensive line ain't that great. And it's not enough to where their offensive line can't block you guys for a few plays.
Oh, I agree.
Yeah. And if Russell Wilson gets some time, he is very dangerous. And your secondary, they're young. Besides Heath, you guys, that's still going to be a tough game for you guys.
Oh, hell yeah. Mm-hmm. I don't know who said it ain't.
Well, I know you had said it in the past. You was like, oh, we can beat Seattle. And I'm like,
what you talking about, Willis?
Dude.
Yeah, but it ain't going to be easy.
Dude, y'all are going to be, if you think all y'all got to do is just line up and run the football against him, something's wrong. And y'all going to lose. Y'all going to lose.
Well, yeah, I agree.
Yeah.
Well, like you said, it really ain't going to matter. If Atlanta going to win two straight games, they done anyway.
Yeah, I mean, either way, y'all, that's why I said y'all are in a deadly situation. Because it's a double-edged sword that y'all looking at right now. And,
look, I wasn't planning on them making the playoffs anyway. I think they were dead anyway.
Well, right, and I understand, you know, but I was just looking at it from the aspect of Sunday is a double-edged sword. Two, even y'all offense, you know, you think about it, as me and you have discussed before, your receivers can't get open, and then they're going to rely on just trying to run the ball. Well, that might not work. You know, it may work for a little bit in the game. It may get you a couple of touchdowns. They can adjust their defense. You know, the whole team is going to have to play. Because I'm sure right now Seattle is probably thinking, well, hey, we can live with Dak just throwing for 150 yards and making a play. They are like, hell, we can live with that. That plays right into our hands.
Oh, I know.
Mm-hmm. Because most of the time, you know, you beat them by passing the ball. Most of the time is where I'm getting at. Is making large plays by passing the ball. So we'll see what happens with that. But like you said, it's a double-edged sword. Now, Atlanta might win tonight, but we'll see what happens, you know, going forward with these other games. I know they're, Carolina's linebacker, he got suspended for two games because of that hit that he made.
Oh, you did?
Yeah, they said they banned him for two games. And I saw that hit he made on, I think it was either Randall Cobb or the other wide receiver that Green Bay has, Michael Adams or something.
Oh, okay.
And he didn't do it on purpose. He was just trying.
No, of course not.
Yeah, but the league banned him. So I was like, wow.
Of course. Mm-hmm. Boy, they just take away from football. I didn't see the hit, but.
Yeah.
They said he hit him too high. Damn, where are you supposed to hit him at? You don't want to hit him low. You don't. Now you can't hit him high. Where the hell are you supposed to hit him at?
Right. But and you know, it's funny because when that game, what was it, a week or two ago, when that Pittsburgh and Cincinnati game where that J.J. Schuster hit Vontaze Burfict, it was just like that. It was the same thing that Davis did to Adams, but Schuster didn't get suspended for no two games.
He got one game.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. He didn't get suspended for two games.
So they giving this guy two games?
Yes, they're giving. I forgot his name. Last name is Davis. He's a good linebacker for them.
Yeah, Vernon. I know you're talking about.
Yeah, they're giving him two games.
they're so inconsistent in the league with this, with that stuff.
Yeah, so basically, if Carolina don't make the playoffs, he doesn't even play no more the rest of the season.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
For the rest of the season. That's messed up, man.
Yep.
Yep, they just so inconsistent with their punishment.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
Yep, so they really are. That's ooh.
Right.
I don't know how they go for that. And I see that, and then they're only selling the team.
Yeah, I guess so. I guess he said he's guilty, so he's just going to go ahead and try to sell the team.
Like, you should be keeping them.
Right. Mm-hmm. So he just went on. He said, I'm not going to fight it. I did it, right. And I'm moving on.
Right, right. Mm-hmm. Exactly. Yep, so, right. Oh, well. All
right. Right now, like you said, Minnesota in the NFC, Minnesota, they clinched theirs and the Eagles clinched theirs. I don't know who's going to get the home field advantage, but they both clinched that first round bye. And mm-hmm. I guess we're just waiting for the rest of the pieces to fall in. Well, it looks like the Rams will probably win their division.
Yep.
That should they be over with game. Them. And mm-hmm. what's the other? Oh, and they're waiting on the winner of this. What is it? NFC South division. To see mm-hmm. if it's going to be Carolina or mm-hmm. the Falcons or New Orleans.
All Carolina.
That's what I said. Yeah, I said Carolina first. Yeah. Carolina, okay. Atlanta, or New Orleans, what I meant to say. And then, so we'll see what happens. I would like to thank you tonight, Chief, and joining me as a co-host. And I will talk to you next week.
All right.
Okay. And with that, that concludes the show this week. And I want to wish everyone a Merry, Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year. And be careful if you're out traveling. I am out of here.